This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode with Chuck Nice. You got to check it out. You got to share it with friends. We talk about a guy with a hot brother, a guy who's going to stop drinking, and another guy that's going in junior year, fresh off a breakup. Check it out. Share it with friends. Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'm going to say it one more time. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for spreading the word. Keep doing that. Keep telling your friends, your coworkers. We're coming at the end of your shitty summer internship season. I want you to bring the J Train podcast to your shitty commute to college, your shitty shits that you take, your shitty workouts, your shitty walks to class. Bring the gift of Papa J Train back to your school, back to wherever you're going after the summer. I want to keep this growing. It's getting big, and I love that you guys are enjoying it. I want to get right into our guest this week because I'm super pumped up to have him on the show. Chuck Nice, thank you for coming on.
Hey, man. I think I blew a testicle listening to your
open. a testicle popped in here. Yeah, I thought it was a firework.
That is quite a level of energy that you bring
Let's
to the
bring
airwaves,
it, right?
Man. I'm digging it.
Right? Let's turn it up a little bit.
Exactly. You're Robin Williams just like turned over in his grave in a good way.
Yeah.
Like he was like, who was that?
What? Was that?
Oh, was that Jay? Oh, okay. I'm good. That was good.
Oh, I'm pumped to have you here. You know, Chuck, you're such a funny comic. All of you guys got to get involved. He's at Chuck Nice Comic on Twitter. We met
on the Today Show.
Today Show. Hoda and Kathy Lee. And yeah. I love doing it with you. And yeah, we always fun. It's always great to see you.
Yeah,
and
man.
You have a podcast that gives advice also.
No, actually, my podcast is just the opposite of giving advice. What we do
okay.
is called Nice Advice.
Nice Advice.
So on CBSPlay.it, you can also find it on iTunes.
Okay.
And it's Chuck Nice, Nice Advice. So what we do is we read advice columns and blogs.
Oh.
And then we read the answers. And then we tell you why that's wrong.
Oh.
And then we give you the real answer.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so great. So it's like, you read a Dear Abby.
Right.
And you say, fuck Abby.
And we, right.
Here's
and
the real shit.
Here's why Abby doesn't know what the fuck she's talking
yeah.
about.
Oh, I love that.
Because she hasn't been laid in about 15 years.
Yeah, her vagina's got cobwebs
right,
in it. It looks
exactly.
like an old cave.
She
yeah.
queefs dust.
Yes. And, dust queef.
And so as a result,
Queef Dust is a great wrestling name.
Queef Dust.
And now, coming to the ring, Queef Dust. You know, like, I don't know why that.
Queef Dust.
Yeah, Queef Dust.
That is
Dusty
not a bad,
Queef.
Dusty Queef is a better name.
That's like a Western.
No, that's a country and Western singer.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He sings a song called The Vagina Blues.
Yes. Yeah. And now, coming to the stage, Dusty Queef.
I met her at a nightclub in Tennessee. Her vagina didn't want to meet me.
That's a hit. That's a hit.
Yes, exactly.
Just mention trucks and beer, and now it's over. Well, you have a multi-million-dollar hit on your hands.
That is really country music right now.
Yeah, it is.
It's really a sad state. You know what I mean? Because that's all it is.
It's all hooks.
Jeans.
Yep.
My truck
mm-hmm.
and beer.
And my girl. During dusk.
Right.
And
if you could throw
on
in
a summer night.
If you can throw in just one little reference to America being
oh,
great.
Of course. Oh, of course.
You just went platinum, bitch.
That's it.
You went platinum.
It shows how little it takes us to like, oh, I like that.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
It just has to have
it just shows that we respond to pandering.
Yes.
Because who does it, right? Here, so I'm gonna write a song called, I Love the Troops
mm-hmm.
and Kittens and Puppies and My Girl.
Kittens are good. Racism's bad.
Right.
We love America.
We love America.
So
you can't go wrong.
So go, all of you. I know you're listening to the J Train podcast. Everyone has their library of podcasts. Add nice advice
Please
to
do.
That library.
Please
and you can
do.
Go find it on iTunes, also cbsplay.it.
Yep.
It's every Wednesday, with Chuck Nice at Chuck Nice Comic on Twitter. Fantastic comic. So much fun to watch. You all got to get involved if you're not already.
Please.
Now, listen, guys, couple announcements before we get in. We're going to do a J Train podcast show here at Stand Up New York on September 22nd.
Nice.
September 22nd, J Train podcast show. We're going to take live questions from the audience. You're going to see some comics that you've heard on the show. It's going to be great. September 22nd at Stand Up New York. So put it in your calendar. Also, I'm coming to some colleges. If you want me to come to your school, it's very easy to do. It just takes a little bit of hustle on your part. You got to email Gina at kpcomedy.com. That's Gina at kpcomedy.com. And she will get the process going with you to bring me to your school. I'd love to come out. Love to meet you guys. And that would be great. And also,
and if you want me to come to your school,
there we go.
You should just email me directly and tell me your dorm room.
There we go.
And I will show up.
I'm here. Here to do the show.
Here it is.
And then you have your roommate that's like the weirdo. Like, what's going on right now?
Yeah,
you know.
And that's when I tell him he's got to get the fuck.
Time to leave.
Time to leave.
So listen, all of you guys. And it feathers my nuts every time I get a Snapchat of them listening to the podcast. Because with Snapchat, you're on Snapchat.
Yeah, I am.
Chuck Nice Comic on Snapchat. You guys should all add Chuck.
Please do.
And it's so cool when they snap me them listening. Because it's literally a 10-second view into what their world is at the moment they're listening to the podcast. So I love that. So
that could be frightening.
It is. Sometimes they're shits.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's horrible.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's great. It's like a mountain vista.
Oh,
it's really the Russian roulette of my life.
It's like the chat roulette of Snapchat.
And Snapchat.
It's your own personal chat roulette.
It's my own personal hell sometimes. So JTrain Comedy or JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. That's the email. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Chuck Nice. Let's get into Chuck. You're married, correct?
I've been married for a very long time.
A very long time. So I wanted to fashion some emails for you because I think you'd be great to give advice.
I'd give advice on anything, man.
I know you'll give it.
I have lived a fucked up life, okay? And so that puts me in a position to help out on pretty much any subject.
There we go.
I don't care what it is.
Anything.
From what's better to cut your cocaine with? Should I use Inositol because it's inert? You know what I mean? Or should I go with Procaine because it gives you a nice face. No,
that was
can actually help you with that.
You're that was very specific random facts that you had.
That's because they weren't random. They were specific.
Love it.
But I'm just saying, it's pretty much whatever you've been into in your life, I've already been into it.
There we go. Engaged man needs sex.
Engaged man needs sex.
From
somebody else other than his girl?
We're going to find out.
All right, let's
Papa JT, no time for nut tickles and feathering. Okay, maybe a little. Consider yourself feathered. Got to cut straight to it. I'm an engaged man. My fiance is amazing.
Mm.
889. So we have a rating system here on the podcast. Girls,
889.
Girls or guys can use it.
Okay.
It's the area code method. Face, body, personality.
Face, body, personality.
889.
So my wife is 10, 9, 11.
Really?
Yeah. You never met my wife?
No, right? I haven't.
Yeah, she used to be like a little supermodel back in the day.
Supermodel?
Yeah, kind of like a supermodel back in the day.
So you know, to get a supermodel.
Oh, now listen, you want to know how to get laid.
How do you get, get with a supermodel? How'd you guys meet?
I was working at a nightclub.
Yeah.
She came in with her sister. It was only 10 o'clock, so the club didn't really get going until about 12. They took a look around and walked out. I told the bouncer, a friend of mine owned the club, and I just happened to be standing in the box office. And I told the bouncer, I said, "Yo, man, come here." And he came over, and I think it was Devin. I'm not sure if it was Devin. And I said, "Hey, man, I really like you." He goes, "Oh, Chuck, I like you too." And I'm like, "That's why it's going to be really hard when I have you fired." And he was like, he started laughing, just like you did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I went, "Do I look like I'm fucking laughing?"
Oh, shit.
And he was like, "Yo, what's your problem?" I was like, "My problem is, how you going to let two fine women walk into this club, take a look around, and leave?" You know that cost us money when fine women leave to go to another place?
Because what guy wants to stay here with not hot women?
Right.
Yeah.
I said, "So you need to go get them."
Yes.
Now, mind you, all the time, I just wanted to talk to I wanted to meet my wife. That's all I wanted to do.
Uh-huh, of course.
So I was like, "Yo, man, you need to go get them, or seriously."
Yeah.
I got to do what I got to do. So he's like, "Damn, man, he was like," and he pointed at me. By the way, Devin was about 6 feet six and
big dude,
and about 290.
Oh shit!
So 6'6", 290.
Yeah.
Figure like black, dark skinned black guy with like a baby face and really curly hair.
Okay.
So he looked like, so if you got right up on his face,
yeah,
he looked like a cute little dude.
Uh-huh.
And then if you pull the camera angle yeah. back, it's just like, I'm going to fucking die.
Yeah.
This guy's going to kill
him. The baby Huey.
Right, right. That's what he looked like. Yeah. Like a freaking baby, like, you know, anyway. He skipped down the stairs like a lamb.
Yeah.
And went after them.
Okay.
So about 4 minutes later, he comes walking through the door with two of the most horrified women I ever seen in my life because I had not anticipated when a 6'6", 290-pound black man
yep.
stops you on the street and says, there's a problem. You need to come back into the club.
That's when the wet stain right. in the front of my pants appears.
Exactly. Yeah. So when I came out, I was Mr. Guy Smiley, like, oh, hey, ladies, hi, I'm Chuck. please, just wanted you to avail yourself for the hospitality of the club. Well, my, you know, her sister was like, oh, thank you. And my wife, who's the one I went to meet,
yeah.
she was like, fuck you.
Oh, man. And that's the one guys want to get with.
Right.
You know, the one that's like, fuck you, and you're like, oh, there's the mountain I want to climb.
Well, we're married now, so that's clearly you are right.
Yeah, of course. But that's been my situation in most of life, where it's always like the girl that's like, yeah, you're okay.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Now I gotta get you.
Gotta put that hard hat on.
There you go. That's
get
right.
that mind shaft, that's you know, right. like that mind axe.
That's right. Falling objects may occur.
Yeah. So then you just start from there, and that's how it all started.
Yeah, well, we became friends, and 5 years later, she finally went out with me.
Really?
Yeah, because like—
Hard hat. Hard hat was on.
Yeah, because once we became friends, she got to see me. She told me, I'll never marry you.
Because she saw you work other chicks.
Yeah, she was like, you're a fucking whore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was like, I would never go out with a guy like you, ever.
Yeah.
You are disgusting.
And then you have to like prove yourself as this person that's in, like, not going to be that person anymore.
Oh, well, not even that. What happened was a friend of hers came to see me. At the time, I was bartending at a really hot club, and a friend of hers came to see me. And this is back when I used to have like I used to work out like 5 times a week. Because when you're bartending, you gotta be tight, man.
Yeah.
Because that's seriously,
it's like, the moneymaker.
That's the moneymaker.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
course.
I mean? Like, guys tip you because they respect you.
Yes.
They're looking at your game, they're looking at your hustle, and they're like, ah, yo, let me throw this guy some
money.
Because, like, clearly he's on his game.
Yeah.
And girls hang at your bar.
Okay. And that brings the guys.
And the guys are
going to buy them drinks.
Right.
And it's a vicious circle of everyone trying to get fucked.
Right. So you just got to look. You got to look. So I was tight as hell. And a friend of hers came to the bar. And her friend was digging me.
Oh.
And so I stepped to her. Like, her friend went to the bathroom. I said, yo, come here. Listen, your friend, she's kicking me a lot of rhythm right now.
Yeah.
And out of respect, I'm
kicking me a lot of rhythm.
Yeah.
I could never say that.
Oh, yeah. See, well, you got to.
I got to get smoother.
You got to make it.
Kicking me a lot of rhythm.
Yeah, you got to make it plain, man. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to say.
I think that's a line in Dusty Vagina song.
Dusty Queef.
Dusty Queef.
She was kicking me a lot of rhythm, but I wasn't hearing. Okay. So, but anyway. I told her, I was like, yo, your friend, she's kicking me a lot of rhythm right now. And out of respect, I'm stepping to you because, you know, I'm always telling you how much I want to get with you and how much I love you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It'd be kind of messed up for me to just like go to her but I'm going to bang your friend.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm letting you know that right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, unless you have a problem with it. And she was like, I got a problem with that. And I was like, yeah, we got to have lunch tomorrow then, because me and you, we got some things to talk about, because you don't have to fuck me, but I'll be damned if you stop me from fucking your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
So
let's get things straight.
Let's work this out.
Let's work out. I got a beast to release.
Right.
And it's got to go somewhere.
Absolutely. And then she told me, like, at lunch the next day, she was like, I've always liked you. I just know you're, like, you're that guy. Like,
see, you know this game.
It's like, the moment I sleep with you, you're off. I've seen you do it to a million girls. I'm not going to be that. I said I would never.
And you can't blame her at that point.
Yeah, well, it's true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, but what she said was true. I mean,
we have a lot of female listeners to the show. What would you say to them? What's the key to keeping that guy around? Like, you know, you were the guy that was out there.
I'm going
to
tell you something. I'm going to give advice to these young girls that are listening right now.
Please.
And guys, you will not be mad. There's a lot of advice I could give them where the guys will be like, you know what? I hate
you.
Chuck
just ruined
Nice.
It. Yeah.
I hate you. But without even stepping on the game,
mm-hmm.
okay? Without even stepping on any game, ladies, if you really want a guy, what you need to do is be about yourself.
Oh.
Like, seriously about yourself.
I totally agree with that advice.
Any woman, I don't care who she is, if you are a woman who's truly about yourself, now I don't mean you're some conceited little bitch who thinks that you are the world's greatest gift, like the world is an oyster and you're the pearl. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm talking about.
That's not what you're
about.
Saying, yeah.
I'm talking about you're a girl who is like, yo, I'm on my mission to do this. Here's where I'm headed.
Yep.
Nobody's getting in my way. I am actually going to make sure that I am taken care of. I actually love me.
Yep.
If you can't treat me right, that is fine. That's okay. Because now let me tell you what my wife told me. One time my wife and I were having a little problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is before, you know, I think we had just been married anyway. And I said something about like, you know what? If you don't like it, you know, we can just, you know, we don't have to be here like this.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, no, I don't think you understand. Anytime you are unhappy, please take it upon yourself to let me know, and we can work something out for a departure, because you should look in the mirror. One of us will not have a problem finding somebody else.
Well, that's it. She's driving the bus. Get on the bus and get off whenever you want.
That's it.
That's all it is.
And right. And so now I got on the bus, and here I am thinking that I was chasing her, right? Fucking 18 years later, this bitch got me locked up in a basement. Like I'm some fucking little kid that she kidnapped from Disney World and changed my clothes and got me out the park. And now
it's interesting that you say that, because like there's a lot of times where you're like, oh my, like a lot of girls will just leave all their friends.
Right.
And it's like, what are you doing?
No.
When they get a boyfriend.
No.
Like, no, that's the wrong
that's
move.
The stupidest thing you can do.
Yeah, because now you're making someone your responsibility.
First of all, let me tell you something. If you're that girl, I'm letting you know right now, your boyfriend secretly fucking hates you. All right? Let me just get this straight so that you can understand.
Yeah.
If you're the girl that once your boyfriend was just like, you know what? I want to make a commitment. Let's be together.
Mm.
And you were like, oh, happy day. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And now I devote my life to you.
Yeah.
Sorry, Susie. Sorry, Cindy. We can't go out.
See ya.
I got to be with my man. That guy?
He's going crazy.
He's going fucking nuts.
He's going nuts.
Okay? If you're the girl, I don't understand why you have to go out with your friends. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Bitch, you go get some
friends. Go get some friends
and go out with your
shit.
Friends.
Yeah.
And let him be the one going, yo,
yeah,
you
don't
going
be
out
this
with
guy's
the
suitcase.
You going out with the girls again?
Yeah.
Yo, baby, I thought we could just stay home and Netflix and chill it. Whoa.
Now he's asking for the shit you want.
Yeah, now he's asking for the shit you want.
Let's get into this email.
See, so that's the key, ladies.
Engaged man, fiance is an 889, face, body, personality. Okay. I got engaged a little over a year ago. Things were great. We were fucking every night, sometimes several times a night and everywhere.
Okay.
On the table, counter, recliner, anywhere in between. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, all right.
Even during that bloody...
Slow it down and give it to us in detail, why don't you?
On the counter, the table, recliner, anywhere in between. What's anywhere in between? Is it between the fucking couch?
On the deck.
Yeah. On the deck.
Under the cushions.
Even during the bloody, sexless week that all men fear, I was getting nightly blowjobs and the occasional butt stuff. Fucking awesome, right?
Okay, all right.
There you
good
go. Cut
you.
To about 8 months or so, it all stops. I am lucky to get laid a couple times a week and has become... predictable and routine. Mm. I don't want to sound like a pouty bitch. I should be glad anyone is touching my dick on a regular basis, but it has become a chore to try to get sex. Also, during period week, I find myself beating my dick like it owes me money. Blowjobs really do go away with marriage. I just can't seem to get back to
he's not married, but go ahead.
I just can't get back to the spontaneous adventurous lovemaking from the days of old. Hopefully, between your Jewish wisdom, the liberal boy, and your somewhat esteemed guests can help me put this strong medium back to work. But really, thanks for the show. You guys get me through my shitty car drives and workouts. Keep it up. What do you think?
Well, listen, this number one is a very common.
It's common?
It's very common. The first thing is this. Sexual frequency, and I tell people this, especially once you realize you're going to be with somebody on a long-term basis, it's not quantity. It is indeed quality.
Okay.
All right. So now, you ever been really hungry? Really hungry. And like you had something to do all day.
Yeah.
And now it's over and you just realize, oh my God, I've been distracted. I'm starving.
Yep.
And then you make the mistake of like going to McDonald's
Dude, I
and
just,
you're not fucking
Chuck,
drunk.
I got to tell you, the last episode we taped back to back for the two of the week.
Right.
I just gave the exact same analogy.
No.
I swear to God.
Yeah,
man. You know, it's when you're hungry and you start grazing and eating a bunch of bullshit instead of going and sitting
and for having a sumptuous meal.
Exactly.
And so this is what sex is. I tell everybody, it's best to be a little hungry.
Mm.
Like sometimes I'm about to
totally agree. Yeah.
Sometimes I'm about to, like, you know, jack it, throw a little dice, relieve the tension, right?
Totes.
And instead, I put it off and I don't even do anything with my wife. I just let her know we need to, because we got kids. Mm. So I'm like, we need to schedule something.
We need to put something in the calendar.
Yep.
Let's block it off.
And then
block off that cock off.
By the time that happens, I've got a nice little build. I've got a nice anticipation. I'm hungry, and I can. And then you take your time and you enjoy it. You know.
Yep.
So the frequency with which he was having sex, number one, is it's unsustainable.
It's unsustainable. You're exactly
right. Unsustainable.
Yeah, you can't keep that up.
Nobody can keep that up. So now you look back on that time, you're like, yo, those were the early days, and I'm very grateful for them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what you need to do is make sure that she's okay psychologically. When women are not okay psychologically, here's what they do. They want you to recognize that they're not okay psychologically. Then they want you to figure out what's wrong with them.
Yep.
Then they want you to respond to what's wrong with them without them ever telling you what's wrong.
It's a lot of responsibility without a doctorate.
Right.
In psychology. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And
but
then,
they want you to nail it.
And then they want you. Then they want to feel better about it, and then they want to get back to whatever it was. So the first thing you got to do is make sure she's okay. So the best way to do that is bring it up and say, look, I've noticed that there's been a very distinct change in, you know, the way we do things. We need to talk and figure out, are you okay? Is there any resentment you're harboring towards me? Very important that you make sure your girl's not harboring any resentment
and
towards
also
you.
Let her know you're great.
Exactly.
Let her know that you're having the best time. So excited, but I'm noticing a change.
You're the only woman.
Yeah.
I wake up thinking about you. I go to bed thinking about you. And let me tell you something. This happens when you love a woman. This is when I decided I hate my wife.
Okay.
This is when I decided I fucking hate my wife.
Yeah.
I had a dream, right?
Yeah.
And the dream, I was having some awesome, kinked out, nasty, dog down sex.
Killing it.
And in the dream, you know how dreams are disjointed, right?
Yeah.
So I couldn't see who I was with, but man, we are... This is fucking satanic sex that I'm having.
Yeah, you're
the
king.
It's just wrong on every level.
You're the king of the fuck game.
Right.
You're Dusty Queef in the back room after the concert. Yeah.
And then about halfway through that, I find out it's my wife in the dream.
It ruined everything.
And it ruined everything.
Ruined everything.
I woke up and I wanted to punch that bitch.
Yeah.
I was like, that's how in my head you are.
Yeah.
That I
can't even get...
Can't
even have a side chick in your dreams.
I can't have a side chick in my fucking dreams.
Yeah.
Get out my head, bitch! Get out my head!
I do think that's great advice. Make it an event. But also preface it with, listen, I'm just checking in with you.
Yeah.
And it's okay to have that conversation. A strong relationship has those conversations,
exactly.
Right?
And you got to make sure that she's okay. And once she finds out she's okay. Now, you know, the other thing, too, is that sometimes things happen physically, sometimes things happen psychologically where a woman doesn't want to get back into all that stuff. So once you find out what that is, you can get her back to that place. But it's never going to be like it was.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you got to understand. Let go of that. That's part of growing up as a man.
Totally.
Part of growing up as a man is, I'm with this woman. I have a very long time to be with her. I don't have to have full-on bonobos monkey sex every fucking night.
Sometimes you have turkey dinner.
Right.
Sometimes you're just going to put together that sandwich that has all the stuff from the turkey dinner.
Exactly.
And it's just a sandwich.
Right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Listen, we are sponsored. Wix.com, a great business, needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com, create your stunning website today. It's easy and free. Go check that out, Wix.com, guys. How about the show? Hot brother.
Right on.
I thought,
I thought you were talking to me. You're like, hot brother. I'm like,
hot brother. This
yo,
is
thanks a lot, man. Thanks.
What's up, Gucci J Dog? Been listening to your podcast at my shitty summer internship for a month now. With that being said, you're the man and love the podcast. Thanks, man. Let's dive in. For my entire life, I've been told that my now 23-year-old brother is, in quotes, super hot. By almost every girl that sees a picture of him. Not fucking joking. Since I can remember, all the girls in my grade have been telling me how attractive he is. I thought that when I went to college it would go away, but now it has gotten worse. With that being said, people say we look like twins. I'm 19. It makes me super pissed when girls say it, because why even say it? I always reply with, people say we look alike, so thank you. I say it to put on this confident face, but the reality is it kills me when people say it, because I always have to hear he is the attractive one. Not to sound like a mega douche, but I know I'm a good-looking guy, but my confidence goes down each time I hear it. I guess, what's your advice on how to reply to girls, how to get the old confidence back up?
Kill your brother.
Murder.
Yeah, murder.
Murder. That's the only answer. Yeah, hey, that's Cain, the only way.
Cain killed Abel. You kill your brother.
This is
and
it.
And then you will definitely be the good looking one.
Yeah.
Now, if he's a better corpse than you are alive, you got some real problems.
Yeah, you
got
to figure it out.
No, man, you gotta let this get up off of it.
Let it go.
Dude, if your brother is super hot,
yeah,
chances are you're pretty fucking good looking.
Yeah, he's doing okay. And he said that.
Yeah.
His response of, people say we look alike, so thank you, is so aggressive.
That's so passive aggressive.
Yeah, it's just, you could feel
your
confidence lacking in that whole statement.
Well, you're supposed to look like your brothers.
Yeah.
So why are you mad?
And if people say that, you got to have a better way about it. You got to be cool with it. Also, having a hot brother is only going to help you.
Exactly.
Look at the glass half full.
Right. Here's the thing. Your hot brother, if I were you, I'd be hanging around my hot brother.
I want my hot brother runoff.
Because as soon as my hot brother hooks up, whatever's left, he can't hook up with, most likely.
Totally.
You know, and that means I'm there.
And even in times, you know, it's very tough. We all are animals. You know, we all have that first initial, fuck that. You know, we want to, like, we get jealousy. All of us get jealous. All of us have envy.
Course.
But the first thing you do, if you come at this with, he is gorgeous. Like, if you just got real gay with it.
Right. Exactly.
Girls will love that. You're going to be more attractive because you have a sense of humor about it. You've owned it. If you just look at them and if they're like, your brother's hot, and you'd be like, oh, I would love to fuck him.
Your brother's hot. Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then she's smiling, she's laughing. Now your hot brother's got a funny brother. That's
right.
You.
That's right. And guess what? You're getting laid.
Yeah.
Because if that's the response and you make her laugh, most likely.
Game over.
Yeah, game's
and
over.
And then you have to take it as a and when you say, oh, we look alike. Own that. You look alike. You know they're saying your brother's hot. They're doing that.
Right.
At least seven times out of ten, they're doing it to tell you that they think you're attractive.
Unless it's kind of like a Rob Lowe, Chad Lowe type deal. You know, that it might be one of
those. It could happen, but listen.
But guess what? Chad Lowe's got his share of women that dig Chad Lowe.
And also, there's nothing you can do about that. What you can do about it is change your attitude.
Right.
That's the only thing you can change. What are your things that you control?
Right.
And you control not being such a pussy every time someone says it and just being like, yeah, he's so hot. I'd suck his dick.
Right. Exactly.
And you know.
I find that incest is the perfect way into every woman's heart.
Exactly. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Chuck Nice. @ChuckNiceComic. Go find him on Twitter, @ChuckNiceComic. He's got a podcast, Nice Advice, on iTunes and CBS Play. CBSPlay.it. It's every Wednesday. Add it to your podcast library. Go check it out. Let's get into this one. 4 months without the sauce. Oh. Are you a drinker?
Oh, yeah.
I love a drink.
Yeah, man. I mean, who doesn't? I'm not drinking now I'm on a diet to, I'm trying to drop some pounds.
Yeah.
You can't drink
booze
when you're trying to lose
it.
Weight.
That's my problem.
Right. So I have to drop something. I went in for an audition and the character is supposed to be a muscular,
okay,
like athletic guy.
Mm-hmm. You're muscular athletic, I think.
Yeah, but when I walked in, they looked at me like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Are you his out of shape assistant?
Exactly.
You know, are you holding the door for the real muscular person?
Yeah, and it made me feel like, you ever see the fat trainer at the gym?
Yeah, that's
what it made me feel like, you know. Yeah.
Who hires that guy?
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm just like, did you just let yourself go?
Yeah, what happened?
Like, you got the job and you were like Adonis, and now you're just
talking about the worst advertising you could ever have.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, after that happened,
the booze went.
I was just like,
well, that's the easiest thing to cut out, because you're like, okay, you go out and have four drinks. That you would never have four Coca-Colas.
No,
you'd be
exactly.
like, oh my God, right. what kind of pig would have four Coca-Colas?
By the way, those four alcohol drinks, they turn into more than four Coca-Colas.
Exactly. It's the same
thing.
Because
they turn directly to sugar. And you know. So anyway, I cut out the booze, but I love alcohol.
Dear Nickel Liquor. I don't know what that is. I'm currently going into my sophomore year at a small private university and got initiated in one of the top fraternities on campus last spring. Look at you. Mm. That being said, I was excited to go back and enjoy the fruits of being a brother at a top frat, the fruits being the girls everyone wants. I would consider myself good looking, and my height and personality helped me out. So needless to say, I was going into the fall semester with high expectations, but recently I learned that I'm not able to drink until New Year's for medical reasons. So here's my issue. How do I hit it off with at a party with girls that are lost in the sauce while I'm still cold sober? Not the blackout chicks, but with chicks who are obviously drinking. You know, he doesn't want to be a creep. I'm definitely a believer in...
He's pretty close to it, though.
We all walk that line
he's
of creepy.
Just like, I don't want them drunk. I just want them buzzed to the point where their discretion is lacking.
Well, I think he knows he's going into these situations. They are going to be drinking. He is not. He doesn't want to be the creepy dude.
Yeah,
I'm definitely a believer in liquid courage, and I've seen it pay off for me many times. So I'm curious about what you, Chris, and the guests have to say. How I can get my dick wet without drinking. I know it sounds childish, but if I were being honest with ourselves... The main reason we party is to wake up with an 8-8 question mark next to us. A couple side facts. We pretty much only have frat parties, no house parties or anything like that. I'm living 5 minutes walking from my house, relatively tight-knit school, a.k.a. everybody talks. Thanks in advance. Love the podcast. Keep it up. What do you think?
Yeah, man. This is an opportunity for you.
Yes.
Here, don't look at this as like, yo, look at this as from now till New Year's.
Yeah.
You get to work on your sober game.
Yes.
Okay. You get to actually perfect your game where you can be in the room,
mm-hmm.
girls are drinking, everybody's drinking except you. Number one, you're going to be, that's going to make you attractive to a lot of girls.
It is. And also, like,
a lot of girls are going to look at you and be like, yo, look how responsible this dude is.
I was going to say, be helpful.
Be helpful. Thing.
You're there. You're not drunk.
Also,
you're not drunk.
Everyone thinks there's a guy. There is a guy who kills it when he drinks. There's a guy who goes out, he's dancing, he's killing it. He's got the perfect zone.
Mm-hmm.
But that guy hits that mark 1 out of 10 times.
Yep.
Mostly, the other 9 guys that are trying to get that, you know, that cool guy drunk mm-hmm. are the loser drunk.
Right.
They're too drunk. They're too out there. And girls are looking at them and like, I got to fucking talk to this guy. So you're going to be a breath of fresh air.
Exactly.
You got to come into it exactly like you're saying.
You
positive.
Positive, man. You got to use this.
And the advice is walk around with a cup that has soda water.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't
keep keep your solo cup.
Yeah.
Just put some ginger ale in your solo cup. First of all, nobody has to look at you and know, you know, why aren't you drinking alcohol?
It doesn't have to be a red flag that you put up in the sky and let everyone know.
No.
Just fucking have a soda. You
know, I think his real problem is that he's so used to socializing under the influence of alcohol.
A lot of people that, you know, in this
he feels here. Awkward.
Yeah.
Like the sober interaction makes him feel awkward.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, dude, if you perfect your sober game at the party, just imagine who you will be with 2 beers in you.
Totally.
It's like you'll be so on point that you won't even know what to do with yourself.
Totally
you know?
Agree. And it's like, and also I say it on the show a lot, get reps. Get your reps. Just like going to the party and be like, hey, what's going on?
Right.
And if you have the cup in your hand, and I say this all the time, you're the star of your own movie. Everyone thinks everyone's eyes are on them, but they're not.
No.
Okay?
No,
no one gives a shit how drunk you are or how whatever you are. They just want to hang with a cool dude.
Right.
So if you got the cup in your hand, you may as well be drinking with everybody else. No one's watching you and what
Nobody's
you do and don't
what
do.
You do. And the truth of the matter is, everybody thinks that they're better than they are when they drink.
Yeah.
Because drinking always skews your judgment.
Yep.
And so you're judging yourself to be this on-point, super cool person when the truth is you're really not.
No, your story was too slow. Right. It wasn't that funny. Exactly. You're the only one that laughed at it. Everyone was trying to get away from you. Right. And you know those drunk guys that you had, like that come over to you like, oh man, I got to get away from this fucking
dude. And those guys are the worst. When guys come over to you and they're like, hey man, let me tell you something. I mean this. You and me, man.
Also, when you're a sober guy at the party, you're like working on another level. You're quicker than everyone else.
Right.
You're like playing in a game where everyone's missing a leg.
I was going to say, you're a ringer at that point. You're a ringer.
That's a good thing.
Seriously.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Chuck Nice at Chuck Nice Comic on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Go follow him, support him. He's got a podcast every Wednesday. Nice advice,
man.
Houseboy. What's up, cum calculator? This guy came in strong.
Wow.
So this is my last year in college, and I was thinking of getting a job to make a little extra drinking money and to support my blunt-a-day habit. That being said, the guy sounds like he's ready to go to work.
He's got a drinking habit and a blunt-a-day, and he's still in school?
Yeah, I mean, he'll be there another year, it sounds like.
Maybe another five.
That being said, I came across an application to become the houseboy of a hot sorority on campus. I was thinking of applying to get my foot in the door with some of these girls, but I don't know if it's frowned upon to hook up or hang out with the houseboy. The last thing I want is to be around all this eye candy, not have the ability to sample a couple flavors here and there. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Papa J? Will I be the hot houseboy they all want to fuck, or should I just try to my luck getting a job with the local winery or bar? This email will be crucial to my hookup game this year, so any kind of response would be appreciated. What do you think?
Well,
should he do it?
Hell no.
No?
Are you crazy?
Yeah.
First of all, you ever hear the saying, familiarity breeds contempt?
Yes.
The longer you're around somebody and they get to know you without fucking you, the less likely they are to fuck you. You don't ever want to do that. That's why everybody puts their best foot forward when they meet somebody, and you only see the most awesome things about them. Because they show you that, and then they're out.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Dude. It's like that Seinfeld episode where he leaves on a good note.
Exactly.
Yes.
So now, here's the deal. You're going to be the houseboy for these girls. You're just going to be around them all the time. Mm-hmm. They're going to start looking at you like houseboy.
Yes.
They're not going to be, unless they have some weird, creepy fetish about fucking the houseboy.
Yeah, and like, really, and it's a one out of whatever shot.
And girls don't have porn fetishes like that.
No.
You know what I mean? I wonder what it would be like to invite the houseboy in and have him watch me shower, but I don't know he's watching, and then I step out and get out.
It was the other way around, every guy in that house would be like, would you fuck the house girl?
Exactly.
You know, but no girl's going to be like, house boy?
Right, exactly.
After you're cleaning up their slop.
You're not going to clean the fucking dishes only to walk into the living room and find one of the sorority sisters masturbating on the couch, supposedly by accident.
Yeah.
Oh my God, house boy, what are you doing here? Yeah. That's not happening.
It's funny that we all put our minds into girls' minds, like what we would do. Exactly. Like, if I'm the houseboy, they'll definitely fuck me.
Right. And no, they're not. They're not going to bang you.
Just because you would fuck the chick that was out behind the dumpster that was cleaning up the dishes doesn't mean
that she would.
She's going
to
do that.
And so that's the deal. So so I'll put it to you like this. I'll give you a quick story.
Sure.
When I first moved to New York City, I had a job where I got to stay in hotels, and we stayed across the street from Caroline's, and I was looking down my room faced Caroline's on Broadway. Yeah. I'm looking out the window at Caroline's, a big lit up sign. My wife is in the room with me, and I said to her, you know what? I'm going to get a job there bartending at night so I can do comedy. And she goes just like this. No, you're not. Why would you ever work at a place that unless you're doing comedy? Don't go work for somebody. Make them want you as a comic.
Yeah.
If they know you as a bartender, you're only going to be a fucking bartender.
That's a very good
advice. If they know you as a comic, then you're a comic.
Mm.
And I was like, oh my God, this woman's, now I know why I married you.
Yeah.
You're amazing. So here's the deal.
And she's like, go get him. And then you ran out of the tunnel.
Exactly. I ran out of the tunnel. I threw some kid my jersey.
Yeah.
I scored the winning touchdown. But here's what I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah.
If you're the houseboy, you're always going to be the fucking houseboy.
Yeah, that's true.
That's it.
They're never going to take you out
they're
of that zone.
They're going to take you out of that zone.
Yeah, and they're not dreaming. That's not exactly every girl's dream.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, how'd you meet?
Right.
Well, he was cleaning the toilet.
Right. Right, exactly.
That's great advice.
So now here's what you do.
Yeah, go for it.
Get a job as a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
And then when those girls come in, be very cool to them as the bartender. Now you're that cute, cool bartender that works at Dirty O's.
Yeah.
Where we love to hang out and go see him. Boom.
Boom. I love that. You know, and you're right, because they're going to put you in that block.
Right.
And that's the other thing with the girls. They'll put you, when guys get in like the friend zone and all that shit, they just put you in that block.
There you go.
They put you in that box, and that's what you are.
Yep.
And it's tough to get out, go box to box.
Hey, you can't unbox the box. There is no unboxing.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Chuck, you've been amazing. We're going to have to do one more email.
Sure.
And then we're going to do some hypotheticals in the news. But this has been awesome.
Sure thing.
I want to do this one. Because I want to hear your, I feel like you're going to have some great pearls of wisdom.
Sure thing, man.
Getting back in the game.
Getting back in the game.
My girlfriend of 3 years and I just broke up.
Oh.
I'm going to my junior year of college at a medium-sized public school in the Midwest known for having pretty hot girls.
Mm.
Yet, due to being in a relationship for so long, I have no prospects whatsoever.
Mm.
Now, we don't go to the same school, so I don't have to worry about our friend groups colliding or the awkward moment of running into each other, but being in a relationship has definitely crippled me a little socially.
Mm.
Don't get me wrong, I have plenty of friends, but unfortunately, they don't have tits or vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
This gives me a predicament because this dick ain't going to suck itself. What's the move to get in the game and start getting some tail? Some advice is necessary as I pretty much have no skin in the game and need to get out there. My hand is working hard, but it's just not the same. What do you think? How does, you know, and this is tough.
This is great.
It's a great question because
Well, it's a great question, but it's a great opportunity.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. You're in a committed relationship. Clearly, you've been faithful to your girl on campus.
You've been a good boyfriend.
You've been a good boyfriend. You've been on campus now. You're a junior.
Mm.
You're in your third year where girls are like, what's up with that guy?
Yeah.
I don't ever see him with anybody.
Yes.
Oh, he's got a girlfriend. So, dude, they're talking about you
and
you don't even know it.
You don't even know it, dude.
You
have put yourself out the best ad campaign
that you can
possibly
have. You're a faithful boyfriend away at college, and you're not fucking around on your girl?
Yeah.
Dude.
Tinder era.
And now you're single?
You're a unicorn.
You're golden.
Yeah.
You're golden. All you got to do is put the word out through these friends you have who don't have vaginas. Yo, my boy, whatever his name is he's a little lonely. Broke up with his girl.
And the way in, and I understand where he's coming from, because like I say this about all my friends in relationship, they have relationship confidence.
Right.
You know, they've have a girl that's been with them forever, and they think because she's fucking them, every girl wants to fuck them.
Right.
And you forget how to fucking talk to girls.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, that rhythm.
Well, also too, the relationship confidence, the other part of it is this. You're not looking. Anyone who's not looking has a certain air of confidence.
Yes.
It's like, what you're saying is, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
What makes you more interesting than not being interested? Let's be
totally
honest. So, you know, this guy's in the perfect position now.
Here's what you do. Here's the advice. You go to your friends with girlfriends.
Right.
Okay?
And put
You say to your buddy, hey, have your girl, we're going to have a pregame. When you get back to college, you say to your buddy, let's have a pregame in my fraternity bedroom, wherever your hangout is.
Right.
We'll have a pregame. Have your girlfriend invite her friends.
Right.
That's all you
do. That's all you do.
That's all you do. And then you just say to him, you let him know, you let the girlfriend know that you broke up. The girlfriend becomes now the speaker. She's going to let that fucking seep throughout. She's going to say,
she's eyewitness news, dude.
Him and his girlfriend. She's going to tell everyone. Don't go tell anyone else.
Right.
Just talk to his girlfriend because she is your mouthpiece to the rest of the girls.
That's it, dude. And you're golden.
Then you're golden. And
you're
good to go. And you do that with each of your friend's girlfriends.
Yep. That's
different pregames every night of the week. That is
going
to open you up to five different
subsets of women that know, wow, this guy's been here.
Oh, he's back
single.
In the game.
He's back in the game. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, look
Seriously.
At that. And also, you're fresh blood. You have no history.
You have no history.
There's no girl
in
their group being like,
there's no girl on campus going, this guy's a real dick.
Yes.
Or that guy gave me herpes. You know?
And what a time to have a junior year. There's no girl that's like, yeah, I hooked up with him freshman year.
Exactly.
It kind of sucked. No.
Nope.
Everyone thinks you're the king of fucktown.
That's right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Chuck Nice, thank you very much.
No worries.
Fantastic to have you on.
Man, it's my pleasure.
Go find him on Twitter at Chuck Nice Comic on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. He's got a podcast. You got to go check it out. It's called Nice Advice on iTunes every Wednesday and CBSPlay.it. We're going to be right back with hypotheticals and the news. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Jim Norton.
I'm Batsara.
I made that up. Matt's not here. He's out hanging out with Dana while I'm in the fucking hot studio in New York. He's gallivanting. We're hosting the new UFC podcast, UFC Unfiltered. It's going to come out every Tuesday and Thursday. And pretty much we're going to be talking about the upcoming fights, the fights that have just passed, and interview fighters, get the exclusive on certain things. We're going to talk a lot of UFC, MMA in general, and a lot of other stuff, whatever we really feel like talking about. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else podcasts are. I don't know where you get your podcasts. It's not my business. Just tune in so Matt and I don't get fired.
Hey guys, welcome back. Chuck had to get going, but that was so fucking awesome. He was great.
Yeah, he matched your energy totally. It was great.
I knew he would. I had a feeling. You guys should all get on board with Chuck. You know, it's one of those people that, like, you know, we were talking during the break that you meet in comedy that I'm like, I watched you on TV.
Right.
You know, I used to watch him on VH1 all the time, and so funny and so good.
You know, so. I didn't know. When you said the name, I was like, I know the name. But then as soon as he walks in, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know this guy.
Yeah, you know this guy. So it's cool that he came on, and all of you guys should go follow Chuck on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, at Chuck Nice Comic. Go follow him. He's also got a great podcast. That's a great idea. I love that idea of going and busting up Dear Abby's advice. And so it's called Nice Advice. Go find it. Chris, thank you for coming on. At Mansamp on Twitter.
Yep.
Mandatory Samson Podcast. Every Friday here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. Let's just do some hypotheticals. I got a bunch to clear up.
Yeah, I love it. Let's do it.
If you could only consciously choose to listen to one genre of music from now on, what would it be? You could still listen to the music that other people put on, but you can't tell them to put on your genre.
Ooh. Shit. I don't know. That's a tough one.
So one genre of music.
Well, that's going to come down to what, like, who's your favorite artist, really? Like, who you can stand to listen to all the time?
I'm going pop. Just because I, like, when I'm on a long, and I know that sounds, I'm not a big music guy.
Yeah.
And when I'm on a long car ride, I'll just let pop play, and, like, it lets me get out of my head a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm very much the same way. Like, yeah. I'm more likely to listen to a podcast or whatever.
Yeah.
Didn't grow up playing music. My parents weren't really into
it. I never got how people got so into music. And we've had, you know, like Mike Fenoya has like the Jamcast. Like,
yeah, he's way into it.
He's
yeah.
into music. And I'm like, I don't know like how to go to a concert. Like
right.
I don't know, like when you, like I was always like going to sporting events. So like going to like a concert and be like, nice riff. Like I don't, but then people will be like, oh, I love concerts.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to ones that are great. I mean, I went to see My Morning Jacket at Madison Square Garden on New Year's Eve one night.
Really?
We ate
New Year's Eve shows people get into.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. But it's like, that's not, I'm the same way. I'd rather go to a sport, and you know, an MMA thing or whatever. My dad always listened to like conservative talk radio. That's always what you know, I wasn't a big music guy. But
so you would go pop?
Yeah, I could go that or whatever, you know, whatever you want to consider Kanye West. You know what I mean? It's like, I can listen to that. That's fine.
Well, that might seep into the pop.
Absolutely,
one.
Yeah.
If you had to move to a different state in the U.S. every 5 years, every year for 5 years, a decade if that's better. So every year for 5 years, which states would you choose and in what order?
Five states.
You have to move to a different state in the U.S. every year for 5 years. What states do you choose in what order?
Las Vegas would certainly be in there. I like the vibe.
That
is
not a state, but that's okay.
Oh, you know what I mean? Nevada. Yeah. Nevada. New Jersey. I mean, I live in New York now, so I'd pick New Jersey because that's an easy one. Florida.
I would go
California.
Okay.
You know.
So you're going in that order: Nevada.
Yeah.
Florida, New Jersey.
New Jersey, yeah. I'm cheating a little bit. Yeah. Florida.
California.
Colorado.
Okay. I would go weird.
Okay.
Because, listen, why not?
No, of course.
Hawaii. Do a year in Hawaii.
Jesus, that's a bad one to overlook. Yeah, Hawaii.
Year in Hawaii. Year in Alaska.
Okay.
Just to be like that. I want to be that guy with the big beard. Mm-hmm. That just stands in the court of the bar.
Yeah.
You know, where did he come from? What's he doing here? You know?
Right.
How cool would that be?
Jewish? What the hell's going on?
Yeah,
have one of these.
What's that guy doing here?
Right.
What's that? Sitting in the corner just watching us? Yeah, that'd be me.
That could be a good year or a bad year, but you give it a shot.
It's a year.
Right.
So I'm going to Hawaii, then I'm going to Alaska.
Okay.
And then, I want to look forward to Hawaii. So I would put Hawaii at the end. So I go Alaska first.
Yeah.
Then I would come back New York.
Sure.
So I do a year here. That gives me the break because now I'm gone Alaska.
And you have your Alaska stories that you bring back to here,
yeah. Work them out on stage, all that shit. Then I'm going California.
Mm-hmm.
Then Montana.
Ugh, love it. Love Montana.
Montana, then Hawaii. Yeah. Those are my five. Because Montana, I can do that same back of the bar, hangs on his porch, what's this guy's deal move.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I'm in just a new locale, and they do a lot of fun stuff there.
No, so I love it. Great picks.
Let's do a sports hypothetical.
Sure.
Chewbacca. I have a sports hypothetical for you.
You guys got to switch these up a little bit. We're getting a lot of Chewbacca,
lately. A lot of Jew stuff.
Get creative.
Would you blow a hobo?
No. Next.
Yes, please. If it meant that your favorite sports team would win a championship that calendar year. You can do this an unlimited amount of times, winning your favorite sports team, your favorite sports teams, an unlimited amount of championship if you wish to do so. Would you do it? If so, how many rings are you bringing, blowing, to the Boston area sports team? P.S. We're talking a hairy, smelly, disgusting hobo that most likely has hepatitis.
Oh, don't you
and Mansef try to make the situation seem better than it is by acting like the hobo wouldn't be an extremely dirty man. Love the podcast. Hashtag free Brady. How many hobo dicks are you sucking?
Well, man, it's a tough, I mean, I've had this conversation about the Rangers before, the New York Rangers, my favorite hockey team.
Yeah.
You know, they come close. They never win. They won once in my lifetime. Everybody told me, enjoy it while it lasts. You know, they might not do it again. And I've said I would for sure blow Henrik Lundqvist, the Rangers goaltender, if I knew they'd win the championship.
Yeah, Henrik ain't a hobo, though. That guy's a good-looking dude.
Great looking. And you know what? He deserves it. He's a great goalie. Mm-hmm. And look, if I'm bringing that to the area, the team's going to win, awesome. Am I going to blow a hobo for that?
I'm blowing hobos.
I'm not going to enjoy it.
I'm blowing hobos to make certain teams lose.
Oh.
I don't care. My teams, we're done. City of Champions, Boston,
yeah,
I'm good.
You've had a go.
We've had a great run. And let me tell you, to anyone that wants their team to win a championship, it's all downhill from there.
Right.
I have lost interest. I'll say I've lost interest in a lot of sports teams, and it's tougher to cheer for your team when they have won. Because everyone, it's annoying because I only care so much about my teams. Like, I got to fucking pay rent. I got to go do comedy. I got to fucking do your podcast, okay? I got to do shit to try and get my life on track.
Yeah.
You know, so I can only care so much about the Red Sox winning. When the Red Sox won in 2004, 2003.
Yeah, that must be a good feeling. You're like, I can't even remember what years.
2003 they lost, and 2004 they won. When they lost in 2003, I'll never forget, I had a chick. I was at my fraternity house. I was a freshman. It was during Rush, and they had just lost. Boone hit the home run, and this fucking chick got in my face and was like, you lost, you suck. And she was from New York, and like, listen, I don't care that much. Like, it sucked. I was like, you know, and at that point, I remember being the most upset I've ever been about sports when he hit that home run. And that girl, you just yelling in my face. And I was like, ugh. When you're good, you have to deal with that chick all the time.
Right.
That chick who just knows it'll get at you. The one that makes it too much of a big deal. The one that just won't leave you alone when your fucking team loses. And when you're good, that girl always pops out.
Sure.
And I remember, it was, and then the next year when they won, I was like, holy shit. And it was in the best story way it could ever be. That now, like, you can't repeat. You can never repeat. You can never have that good feeling with the same friends you had when you watched it. You know, so I've lost a lot of my, like, I'm into sports. I'm just like, I'm a casual viewer and I'd rather make fun of people.
Yeah, of course. I mean, a lot of it's probably going to come back. It's like when you have kids or whatever. It's like they get into it.
Watch
then,
it through
then
their eyes.
Yeah, you get excited for them. But
let's hope that never happens. Knocks on wood. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I would blow a hobo to make it so that the Philadelphia Eagles lose in the most horrific way possible.
Poor Hannah, who's not here anymore.
I'm sorry, Hannah, but nothing better than watching an Eagles fan get destroyed.
Yeah.
That fan base is hilarious.
Well, Philadelphia fans in general.
I have no animosity for Philadelphia. I just love watching them lose because they will go from this is the best team ever to fuck my team faster than anyone in the country. Right now that there was this whole thing about Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Like how much everyone loves Carson Wentz because they hate the other guy who wanted to leave.
I don't even know.
Who's the starting quarterback for the Eagles? Sam Bradford. And he said he wanted to be the starter. He wanted to be traded because they drafted a quarterback in the first round. And now everyone in Philly fucking hates him.
Uh-huh.
And if he wins, I want him to win and then lose horribly. Like, I want I want the highest of highs, the lowest of lows for Philadelphia sports fans, because they're just so irrational. Of any sports fans, that's the one I would blow a hobo to fuck with.
All right. Perfect answer. There you go.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. If you got a hypothetical, send it in. Let's do a random. We got some time here.
Yeah.
We'll just go into the bag. Hey, you big matzo ball.
There you go.
Your boy Kim Jong Bro here with a hypothetical.
Love this guy.
Fuck, marry, kill. Greg Stone, Brendan Ayer, Eugene Levy. Have fun trying to pick between these three hairy fucks. So Greg Stone's a guy, if you're new to the show, he's a guest we've had on.
Yeah.
Brendan Ayer is a guest we've had on. Eugene Levy is not a guest we've had on, but bigger eyebrows than me.
Right.
He's the dad from American Pie.
Here's the thing. Stone's the wild card there. You know what I mean?
Because yeah.
You probably marry Brendan. Seems like he's
marry Brendan, fuck Eugene, yeah. Kill Stone.
That's I'll bang Greg. He's a sweetie.
You bang Greg. You don't know where that's going. Let's do one more. Would you rather extend the duration of your orgasms to a full minute?
Wow.
Or add any amount of length to your dick?
That's a good question.
Interesting.
Jesus. Yeah.
Very interesting.
The minute long orgasm, it's like, that's taxing.
I don't know. I don't know if that even feels good.
Probably
at a certain point, you're worried. Like, oh my God. You're like, why isn't it stopping?
Yeah.
Well, it's too much pleasure.
Are you coming the entire time? Because if you're shooting a load for a minute straight, maybe that's fun.
I mean, what you'd have to really adjust your cum capturing technique.
Oh,
you'd have to get a plastic bag for all that cum.
A basin.
Right? Yeah. Like a spittoon?
No, I'll just add I'll just add 1 inch to the dick.
I'm cool with my dick length. I'm like I'm fine with it. I've never
Everybody would take 1 inch though, right?
I don't really
make it an even 10.
Pain in the ass at the gym. Yeah. I'm cool with what I'm wearing. You know,
right.
Hasn't done me too wrong. I'm taking the minute orgasm just to see what it feels like.
Yeah, but what if you don't like it? Now you're stuck with it for the rest of your life.
I have a feeling I'll get by. I have a feeling
it'll happen. Yeah.
Would you rather be able to control your body temperature, or be able to control when you come?
Temperature. I'm hot as fuck right now. I wish I could just cool it down a few degrees.
Body temperature. Yeah, be able to control when you come. I mean, you kind of have that ability at this point. Yeah,
no,
body
the
temperature
is perfect,
especially at night.
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Especially when you sleep with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think half the reason I'm single right now is to sleep alone.
Oh, dude, when I moved in with my fiance, the first thought I had was like, we got to get a huge bed because I get hot at night.
Yeah.
I need to be able to roll around, do my thing. Yeah.
Why aren't we doing separate beds? I have a feeling it's all because of chick judgment.
Right.
Like, if a girl went to her brunch with her friends and they were like, what's going on with Jared? And she's like, listen, it's great. We're having sex all the time. We actually sleep in separate beds. They'd be like, what? They would respond as if I had just beaten her.
Right. And it doesn't mean you can't have like a loving relationship.
That's the thing. That's one thing that is so irrational to me, that we are sleeping in the same bed. We're ruining the one thing that can make you most happy, which is a good night's sleep.
I agree with you.
So why don't we have two separate beds, two queen size beds next to each other.
Same room, right.
Same room.
Yeah.
And then a couple couples think you're weird, but they're getting divorced. You're the one sticking it out because of two bedrooms.
I completely agree with you on that. It'd be fun.
And then you could have like a fuck room.
Sure. Well,
tough to tell your kids about. but then you could have one where it's the fuck den.
Yeah.
And the sleep den.
I hear you.
I don't know why aren't we thinking. Let's do some news.
So we got this sent to us by @TheMoonFinger on Twitter. Staying single might be even better for you than getting married. This woman, Bella DiPaolo, who is from the American Psychological Association, she compiled a bunch of different data, a bunch of different studies that says that people who are single are often closer to their parents, siblings, friends, neighbors, and coworkers.
This is a woman that made this?
Yes.
It sounds like this girl is just single and this is her really weird fucking explanation for why she's not a loser.
It could be that.
Like she was sitting at brunch and they were like, oh, look at my ring. What are you going to do for the wedding? And she's like, look at all these statistics. I swear. I'm happy. I know I'm happy. Look at these statistics. It's better to be single. You know, it's like doth protest too much.
Oh, absolutely. Another study showed that they had a heightened sense of self-determination and demonstrated continued growth and development as an adult.
Yeah. I mean, I would always want to date a girl who's been single for some amount of time.
Yeah, gets to know herself
the
a little
bit. The serial boyfriend girl always, that's a fearful thing, you know, to me. I don't know. I just think there's more. I wrote a column last week for TFM. It was, what's that thing fucking called? Oh, don't post your relationship on social media.
Oh, dude.
There's this whole side thing that we're not realizing. There's more to get out of a relationship than just the love of someone else now. You get the Facebook post, you get the Instagram post, you get the Snapchat feed. You get all this adoration for having the boyfriend that I don't really... you got to be able to trust that this girl can go without it.
Of course. A friend of mine... A friend of mine, he's in a relationship. The girlfriend posted something today that I was looking at, and I sent it to my fiance, and I was like, never.
What was the post?
He had written her just a nice note, like, do this, that, and she posted it.
Well, yeah, but keep that between you two.
Well, that's exactly
what I said. What's the need to post a note? You know, I said this, we were talking with Jay Nogg before taping the other episode, and it's like this idea of, like, there's no selfless post.
No.
If I had posted after we taped the episode, so much fun having Jay Nogg on the podcast, or so much fun having Chuck Nice on the podcast, I'm doing that not for me. That doesn't. Maybe I did have a. I could just text them and be like, "Yeah, it was really fun to have you on," which I normally do after every podcast. I text them, but when I put it on social media, we have to admit. We have to, or else people. This is why people are going so crazy on Facebook and everywhere. Because unless you admit that there's more to gain than just the post, then people post all this shit and they're like, it's just my opinion, man. No, it's your opinion that you wanted to fucking get people to fucking make them to see something about you. And, you know, you're the person that posts that type of stuff. You're the person that is ahead of it. Like the person that's like, I don't normally post my political opinions. Oh, thank you. Finally, you're here with the answers.
Yeah, I was wondering what you thought about this.
Well, why'd you wait so long?
Right.
You know, were you too busy? Oh, the new Aristotle is here. Aristotle / fitness trainer.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you have to, like, it is a public forum. You know, you're putting something out there, so you are looking for something back from the people that are going to see it. Otherwise, write it in your diary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like there's places you can put your thoughts down.
It's getting out of control.
Yeah.
So, listen, thank you for bringing the news.
Yeah, no problem.
Fantastic. At Mansamp, Mandatory Samson Podcast, every Friday here in the Labs Network.
Isn't that funny? You promote my podcast now. I'm like, keep your thoughts to yourself. Listen to me talk for an hour every Friday.
Yeah, but you're putting that out there for entertainment. Like, you're an entertainer. Like, that's the job.
Right.
And it's like... I don't know.
I hear you.
This is a shout out. Yo, J-Dolph Bar Mitzler.
Hmm.
Okay. Love the podcast. Got all my bros listening. Can you give a shout out to my buddy Cardiff? His Snapchat name is Michael Cardiff with two Fs. MichaelCardiff. He has had a really tough time coping with the death of Harambe. So if you could send him some support, that would be great. JK, just send him shits and dicks and no tits. Peace. Okay. There's a shout out, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Always great to have you guys on board. If you guys want to follow me, I'm on all platforms, JTrain56. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Keep spreading the word. Keep sending those emails, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!